president's main argument, though, seems to be that it's about taking in the revenue. And he also promised this morning a dividend of at least $2,000 a person, not including high income people. How is he going to pay that dividend of $2,000 a person?
It's not about taking in the revenue. It's about rebalancing. And the revenue occurs early on, and then as we rebalance and the jobs come home, then it becomes domestic tax revenue.
Are you worried that the president's focus on revenue, though, which is what he's been focusing on in his public statements, is going to hurt your argument at the Supreme Court?
Not at all. It's completely consistent that the revenues come in at the beginning, then as we rebalance, which is the goal of this, bring back high-paid manufacturing jobs to the U.S., then it will then morph into domestic tax revenues. You know, President Trump has consistently fought for the American worker, and we are seeing trillions of investments in the U.S. that would not have occurred without the tariffs. The other thing, too, is, you know, the authority that he uses is called IEEPA. It is an emergency authority, and he used that emergency authority. He got the Chinese to the table to negotiate on stopping the precursors for fentanyl drugs. If fentanyl, hundreds of thousands of Americans dying every year, is not an emergency, what is? On October 8th, Chinese threatened to put export controls on rare earth materials. He was able to threaten 100% tariffs, and we were able to negotiate that away. And then finally, in terms of the general tariffs, we are doing these trade deals that would not be possible. We were at a tipping point in terms of the economy, in terms of our trade balance, and we are rebalancing successfully.